With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The City of Windsor has responded to a lawsuit filed by its former Commissioner of Infrastructure Services. It's retained McTagg Law Firm, LLP. A statement of defense says there were repeated concerns about Chris Nepsey's work performance and denies he was ordered to participate in any illegal conduct. Nepsey is suing for over $1.5 million. His statement of claim alleges a toxic work environment where he was ordered to keep the mayor happy. Mayor Drew Dilkins used his strong mayor power to fire him and another senior administrator last November. A pro-Palestinian protest at Western University was short-lived. Protesters set up tents on Wednesday, but the London Free Press says 12 hours later, they were gone. About 100 people took part. Another encampment at the University of Toronto continues. Officials there say they'll let it continue so long as it's peaceful. More than 2,100 people have been arrested in protests at American universities. The OPP is looking for at least four suspects after a robbery in Tecumseh last week. Early last Friday morning, a car and then a pickup truck rammed into a garage bay door at a business on County Road 42. Two people loaded up some tankless hot water heaters and one threatened a worker with a knife. The pickup, stolen in Essex, then left with a third vehicle. A 22-year-old man out on bail faces drug charges now. Windsor police found fentanyl, cocaine, crystal meth, and cash on the suspect. The suspect faces three counts of possession for the purpose of trafficking. He was ordered by the courts to stay home. This week, there's been two fatal crashes involving motorcycles in the region, and it's Motorcycle Safety Awareness Week. The OPP is patrolling roads until Sunday. Sunday's crash on Dougal Avenue in Windsor killed a 19-year-old, and another crash in Leamington on Wednesday killed a 27-year-old. The federal conservatives are silent on whether they would use the notwithstanding clause on policy areas other than criminal justice if elected. Leader Pierre Poilievre said earlier this week he would use it to keep people like mass murderers and child predators in jail. But the Globe and Mail says he's dodged questions seeking clarity. It's never been used federally, but its use by provinces has increased. And the Progressive Conservatives in Ontario won two by-elections last night. Steve Pinsenot got 56% of the votes in Lambton, Kent, Middlesex, while Zee Hammett won in Milton. The Leafs have forced Game 7 in their series against the Bruins with a 2-1 win last night. The Pacers and Knicks advance in the NBA playoffs. Indiana beat Milwaukee 120-98, and the Knicks beat the 76ers 118-115. We'll get showers, maybe a thunderstorm this morning, and we'll get up to 21 today. Showers are drizzled tonight and down to 11. Wet tomorrow morning too, but we'll get sun and cloud in the afternoon, 25 tomorrow, and showers on Sunday and 24. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.